A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Judeans, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to be seated. Grace and peace to you from God, the Sovereign, and our risen Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So our readings today have been stressing me out. When I was a little younger, and I'm about this old, I went to St. Mary of the Lake School in Medford, New Jersey. My family was at least avowed Roman Catholic, if not really practicing. And love one another was one of those adages at this point that we said, and it even becomes nice little wall art that you can like hang on the wall in your living room. And it becomes this cute little saying. And I remember that in grade school. I remember that teaching being, I should love my classmates and my teacher. And what I realize now is that I was essentially taught to love people who look a lot like me, because that was about as far as it ever got. Our readings today, as they are for this entire season, can be a little complicated, especially because we have Revelation in the mix. Acts begins with this big story and debacle over circumcision, which is actually a significant problem when we understand the context. And the context is this, that it was a question of whether this Jesus movement was a Jewish movement. Did you have to be Jewish to have God's love, to live into the new life that Jesus taught about? The disciples were saying no. The disciples were saying this love is for everyone. Peter was saying this, and it got him in trouble. Let's skip now to our gospel reading. Our gospel reading is totally without context today, so let me help you. In the very beginning of this text, when it says, when he had gone out, we're not talking about Jesus. We're actually talking about Judas. Jesus' new commandment to love one another as he has loved us comes right after Judas has betrayed him. And for those of us who know the story, it comes right before Peter denies him. Jesus is talking about love. And Jesus goes on to give this kind of confusing teaching about glorification and God being glorified in Jesus and vice versa. And that's also confusing without context. It almost just becomes a strange tongue twister. Instead, whenever John is talking about glorification, he's really talking about recognizing God in our midst. For God to be glorified in Jesus, it means to recognize God at work. And I'll go further. That in particular, this isn't just talking about the cross, but it's also talking about Jesus' resurrection and ascension. These things are important, especially when we get to this love thing, as God has loved us. And the reality is, throughout the Gospels, Jesus is always loving the people that are the undesirables, the ones who end up bringing Jesus' Jesus' trouble because he loves them. I think I kind of get that nowadays, that we always sort of somehow want to limit God's love. We want to limit God's love to the people who look like us, or at least the people who agree with us. And that's just not what the gospel shows over and over again. Especially the people Jesus was talking to. These were the disciples. And in that culture and context, you would go to you'd go to school, you'd learn your Hebrew, you'd learn your Torah, and then you'd hope that one of these teachers would pick you to be one of their disciples. That's not the case. These disciples were picked over. They weren't chosen by anyone, so they go into their family businesses. They simply didn't make the cut. And then Jesus comes along. Jesus comes along and chooses those who weren't chosen. Again, Jesus is showing love to those other people said were unlovable. And that's the thing. In our readings today, Acts is telling us about Jews and Gentiles. Is God's love for the Gentiles? But today, the question becomes more for us. Is God's love for those who love the same gender as themselves? Is God's love for those who feel that they are a different gender than what they were born with? Is God's love for those who are undocumented or have darker skin than us? Is God's love for inmates? Or for those who are addicted. It becomes troublesome. We have a God who identifies over and over again with these very people. When you do it for the least of these, you do it for me. So it becomes a question for us of what does love look like? And the answer is, I don't know. Sometimes in my life, whether it's as simple as losing a set of keys or writing a paper, I need another set of eyes over things to tell me what I've missed, to go over where I've already looked and come up empty. Other people are helpful, and other people are really helpful with love. This is a church not just because you come together an hour a week to worship, but this should be a community who you live life together with, who you struggle with, who you struggle to figure out how do we love people within our walls and those who have never been here before. The Holy Spirit is constantly calling the early church in Acts to expand their understanding, and to expand who is included in this Jesus movement. Where is the Holy Spirit calling us? If we recognize that the Holy, that our God, is in each and every person, then our love looks a lot less like ministry to other people and relationship with them. Because instead of just giving them some ministry or charity, when we enter into relationship, we at least recognize that maybe they can reveal something to us that we needed. I remember years ago, actually when I was a vicar here, that I was at a small meeting of clergy and interns and people. And there was debate over a professor at the seminary that I never quite understood. And certain people were really angry that this person was on staff, and it was a veteran pastor who was arguing this. And I just looked at him and said, well, isn't it possible that the gospel can come to us through the people we don't like? And that kind of ended the discussion. I think that's true. I think so often we can hear the gospel revealed to us, God's love revealed for us through other people, through the unexpected, As much as we are called to make sure we include other people in the Jesus movement, I think they also have gifts and revelations for us. We need them. We are not fully ourselves, not all we can be as a faith community if they aren't with us. And that brings us to our Revelation reading. That brings us the vision of the new Jerusalem. That brings us the understanding of thy kingdom come, which we will be praying in a bit. That God's kingdom come and be manifest amongst us, where no one is excluded, and where we recognize and practice God's love for all. And that is good news. Amen.